two major issues. The first one is the full implementation of the Global Political Agreement, that is the completion and conclusion of the resolution of all the outstanding and sticky issues that are still undermining the inclusive government. Secondly, we also are hoping that there's going to be that drafting of a roadmap to a free and fair election.
But some are saying Zimbabwe is not ready for elections next year or the year after.
Well, readiness is not just a function of time. It is a function of what exactly are the reforms that are going to be put in place by all the players. Even if we wait until 2020 without doing something about the situation obtaining in this country, the elections are not going to be free and fair.